The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, here we go, BT. A little three on cue. Number one for you. Do you tip on orders that you go pick up?
Do I tip on orders that I go pick up?
Like a lot of these places now, I was finding like the sushi spot that I go to, I have to order it on the website and then I go pick it up and it gives you the option. And it's not just that spot. Like every, you know, you go in and it says, oh, what do you want to leave for tip?
Or, yeah.
And I feel guilty myself.
But, I'm a good tipper. I always go 20% unless you're just horrendous. Then I would never not give you anything. But if you're horrendous, maybe I'll take it off 20. But I'm a good tipper. I don't pick up a lot of food, quite frankly. Like, we'll do pizza once a week.
Yeah.
And obviously, you're tipping him out. We'll do sushi once a week, and we're tipping him out.
But
if I go to pick it up,
go there to the restaurant?
No, I'm saying, meaning
if
we order it and they bring to us, tip. That's
right,
a given.
Delivery guy, yeah. Delivery.
I don't.
Now, you tip 20% on a delivery guy?
I'll just make a quick, like, if save the pizzas.
$10, whatever.
Yeah, I'll always give him some decent cash.
I mean, but, I don't know what the I was told it was supposed to be 20%, and now I think it's even
before
more than
the tax, 20%.
Like, if you want to be a good tipper now, I think it's going to be over 20%.
Well, who the hell said that? I'm not doing that.
No, I think 20% is, you know, like bare minimum standard.
That's not true. There's no way.
I usually go like 25%.
What?
Yeah.
I don't feel compelled to do that. Now,
if they're good, especially. If they're not good, I'll go 20% out of like obligation. I can't do less than that.
Unless they forget about me or just straight up rude, which almost never happens,
right.
Then. You might get a little bit below 20. There's no need to go above 20%. 25%?
Yeah, I think so.
No way. That's not the new rule.
If you
want to
be a good tipper and you
want
to be nice. Oh, yeah, BT and Sal came in here and they only left 20%. The losers looking at it like, figure tax.
Okay, you tap into something interesting. Like, a lot of times I'll just round it up. And I won't say I've got to do more than 20%. If it's more, I don't mind. Like, I just do it kind of quick and I'll.
Right.
But I do say to myself sometimes, like, all right, especially the person knew me.
Oh, then you're definitely going over that.
I do calculate that. That's
right.
Funny.
So if I am picking up an order, though,
yes,
I do not.
I don't.
I feel guilty, but that's not like the point of the tip is to you to serve, not to make the food. Like that's a given.
Yeah, that's your
going
job.
Into our deal. When I called you to place this order, you're supposed to make the food.
Correct.
That's not like
that's the arrangement. I order, you cook, I eat.
Yeah, you put it in a bag. I come and pick it up. I go home. I'm not going to leave a tip.
Yeah, no.
But
I'll tell you what, Sal.
They do it at the stadiums now too. By the way,
that's what I was going to say. These people, a lot of these businesses, and I don't fault the employee. Well, I mean, they're just trying to hustle, and I respect that. But they become very brazen with like what they expect. If you go to a bakery. Store.
Yeah.
I don't know. A coffee and why am I tipping you?
I don't know.
Why? Now, if you wash my car, you get your hustle out, I'll tip
right.
you. But no, I'm not tipping you for doing what's required.
All right. Number
that
two.
That actually bothers me.
Number two, do you still watch game shows?
I don't seek them out, but I love them as a kid. And if I stumble upon one, I will watch it all day. I love them.
Okay.
I can talk about this for an hour.
So I bring this up because, now as a kid, yes.
Oh, God,
I remember
loved
staying
them.
Home from school sick.
Yeah.
Like watching The Price is Right with my grandfather.
Family Feud was on a lot back then. Shows. Yep, yep.
And even at night, like the, you know, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. But Wheel of Fortune, and I know digitally on social media, it can be a thing. Did you see the latest one with this dude, Will, the other day?
I saw something.
Treat yourself to some sausage or whatever it was.
I saw.
To a round of sausage.
No, you have to fill me in. I saw that something happened, and I really didn't follow up. I sensed it was something sexual. What was it about?
There's been a few of them, but that one, yes, was outrageous.
It was clearly give you, like, the puzzle wasn't spelled out, but it was, you could see it. Anybody with a, you know,
the last word started with an A, and he still says,
right.
Treat yourself to some sausage.
Right. It was supposed to be round. Give yourself a round of applause with the puzzle, and you could clearly see that that's what it was.
Just need a few vowels.
And he looked at it, yeah, and he looked at it and goes, treat yourself to a round of sausage.
What?
It was the worst guess possible, but funny. And anyway, aside from the actual hilarity of the clip, and you got to see it,
uh-huh.
I started to think, like, who's watching Wheel of Fortune?
I do.
Still?
I record it every single night. That
what?
I do. No, I do, because I do it with my kids. I initially started to, I'm a word guy. I'm not a math guy.
Yeah.
So this was my way when they were really young, at least put it on and, you know, start to work the vowels and the consonants and the flow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Now, I'm not saying I watch it every night, but it's recorded. And,
I am shocked by this.
Why? I'm a wordsmith. You shouldn't be shocked. That's what I do.
I guess, but give yourself a round of applause. What type of words are you learning from that?
Well, it's more about just the way the vowels fit with the consonants. And it's just it's tapping into your brain maybe a little quicker. And it's just my personal theory.
I feel like for me, it was a thing like,
it's going to be Einstein's, but 20, it can't hurt.
And I get it. 20, 25 years ago. I didn't even know Seacrest was hosting. I saw him in this clip. Anyway, you watched Jeopardy too?
I did, but honestly, that's just over my head. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Unless it was sports, I had no chance.
Exactly. I never
maybe the occasional movie.
All right, last one. Off of the Seinfeld stuff. Seinfeld calling in the station last night with C-Mac is on. You lucky you know what, C-Mac? Name a TV show. As I said before, Seinfeld makes me happy. So name a TV show that when you put on, it makes you happy no matter what.
I already said 90210, so I'll give you a different one, okay?
That makes you happy, though?
Yes, it does. It does. Yeah. It brings me back to, like, me being young. You know, and in college, like, you know, just a couple traditions built around it. And, I don't know. I like it. I mean, stop probing, dude. Yeah. I'm not going to change my opinion.
Well, it's not a comedy. It doesn't make you laugh.
All right, I'll give you one that always makes me smile, and it really is. There is zero depth. It is incredibly predictable, and almost it's almost dumb at this point. But I loved it then, and I still appreciate it now. Three's Company.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Three's Company.
I used to love that show.
John Ritter was, I think.
Mr. Furley.
Oh, Mr. Furley. Well, you had the Roper, you had Furley, then you had the spinoff with Three's a Crowd. And no, huge fan. And Suzanne Somers died. And Larry, who lived upstairs, Jack's buddy, he's still alive.
That's
and Joyce
a funny
DeWitt's
show.
Still alive. Great, great, great.
Good show. I haven't seen
like
that in
watching.
Years. Hoff, do you have one real quick? A TV show that makes you happy?
I feel like South Park makes me really happy.
All right, fair enough. There you go. Those are at least better answers than before, you guys.
I choked.
Well, you're talking about Friends.
Dude,
you're talking
subjective.
About 90210. No, it's not subjective. Nobody, but like 90210. Like, you know who watches 90210?
No, losers like me.
Evan.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Right, here's the difference, though. Evan watches it because he... No, I mean,
there's
Evan
not
watches
much
it.
Of a difference.
No, the difference is Evan watched it because he can never do. I watch it just because I like it. It's a big difference.
I don't understand that.
You
should. I don't understand.
He understands.
Which one do you think you are, Dylan or Brandon?
I'm going to, I even had sideburns for a couple years.
I was a Dylan guy.
No. I'm not saying I didn't look like any one of them. I didn't watch it for them. But I did enjoy their relationship.
But which one?
Who did I like better?
No, like
Dylan, because Dylan got in trouble. Dylan was a more interesting character.
That was you.
A little bit. Brandon was too squeaky clean.
Who had
a geek?
Who had a better off the screen life between with all that cast? It was David. What was it? Austin Green?
Oh,
Brian Austin.
Oh, my God.
Well, not really, because Megan Fox kind of really
Tiffany
left him bad.
As well.
So it depends how you look at it.
He was able to get that far in life.
Yeah, that's when she still looked a little, I don't know. Well,
all right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888. Let's get back on track. We'll come back, reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day. We're talking Giants, 888-808-1019. We'll also work in the Knicks a little bit later on, and Juan Soto as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.